Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
I'm José Salgado.
And Mr. Elizondo, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. First of all, can you hear me this morning? Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant, and based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on September the 14th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
And it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you, but we don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
No. Yes.
Okay, so you're going to represent yourself. Okay, sir.
Yes.
Let me go back just 1 second. Would you once again state your name and ADC number just for the record, sir? Thank you so very much, sir. As you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today. And they are at the end of the bench to my left, your right. That would be the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. And to his right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair this morning. The gentleman that you should be able to see now, that is Mr. Osborne, and he's representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer today. Mr. Arredondo and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes.
Sir, I do, and I'd also like to note that Mr. Arredondo has been sentenced to a new felony. He's pled guilty and has received 1.5 years for possession of drug paraphernalia.
Okay, thank you so very much. But we're going ahead with the hearing, and we will abbreviate a few things, but we will go ahead with the hearing. Okay, sir, you, as I've indicated before, you have one allegation on your warrant, and I am going to read that allegation. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer on December 12, 2016, as directed per report letter dated December 8, 2016. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under suspension from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Arredondo, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways. And now, inasmuch as it has been called to the attention of the board, I do take note that, sir, that you have a new felony. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that's correct.
And in view of a new felony, I am going to abbreviate this hearing. And because of it, as I said, I'm going to redo that motion. The motion is to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways. And in view of the fact that we have a new felony, therefore, I'm going to further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, for this purpose, for the purpose of this hearing, you were scheduled to get out on October the 29th of 2017. However, in view of a new felony, which we have no control over, that will probably not be your release date now because you have already accepted the sentence and I believe you have pleaded guilty. But for this purpose, this will end your hearing. Thank you so much for your participation this morning, and we wish you the best, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.